7. Isn't that amazing? Radio
Xanadu. Well, hello there. This is Ronnie Rodent on Radio Xanadu. Recording this short message on cassette. This week, I'm just playing out a Joe Bonamassa concert. Paul Jones presents Joe Bonamassa from BBC Radio 2 on Monday the 15th of March 2010. I might explain more about why this is happening in next week's show. Can't really do it now. If you want to contact us, then radiox@rock.com. That's radiox@rock.com. Xanadu 997@rock.com is the ISN. That's Xanadu 997@rock.com. Finding the text number. Right, here we are. The text number is 0754-8325-107. Sorry about this. That's 0754-8325-107. The website is radioxanadu.co.uk. That's radioxanadu.co.uk. And you can also go to my website, ronnierodent.weebly.com. That's ronnierodent.weebly.com. So here we are with Joe Bonamassa. Paul Jones presents Joe Bonamassa from 15th of March 2010 on BBC Radio 2.
BBC Radio 2. Paul Jones here with an hour of rhythm and blues, a live music hour with Joe Bonamassa, recorded at the BBC Maidavale Studios a couple of weeks ago. You'll hear highlights this evening, and because there was too much good stuff to lose, we have a second programme this coming Saturday night at 10 with more from our exclusive concert. And it's all on video too, which you'll find on the website at the end of tonight's show, bbc.co.uk/radio2. I also recorded an interview with Joe, and during the sound check we sat ourselves down on the stage.
Here we are.
We are. We're back here.
We're back here.
The scene of a previous triumph, which became a Russian bootleg CD.
It became a Russian bootleg CD.
That was good, huh?
Oh, you know, we're actually going to Russia, doing a couple of nights in Moscow. And the first time, this will be our third time, and the first time we went there, and like, we showed up, and this is really great theater. And I was like, wow, this is going to be really terrible if only 80 people come, you know?
Yes.
I was like, who knows us? Who knows us in Moscow? And apparently, the guy who is the biggest source of said bootlegs recommended us for this gig because our bootlegs were doing so well that we ended up selling the place out the first time. Based on the strength of, like, the Paul Jones Show bootleg and a few albums that had the wrong covers and the wrong songs and stuff like that. So you go, well, it's not so bad.
Well, let's get into the new album a bit, especially some songs you're going to do tonight. You're going to do the opener, aren't you?
We're going to do the Steal Your Heart Away.
Steal Your Heart Away. Great number.
Yeah.
And are you still having those voice lessons?
Absolutely.
I knew you were.
Absolutely. I
have
go
to tell
every
you,
week.
You're singing better than ever.
Thank you, Paul. I mean, it's certainly not for a lack of trying. You know, when I go to the vocal coach, I can say, like, can you make me sound like B.B. King? And he's like, I can't. You're going to sound like you sound. Your voice is going to sound like your voice. So you just try to, like, accept that and, you know, play on your strengths and avoid your weaknesses.
So tell us about Greece.
We were looking for a change of venue. We had done 3 albums in California. So we needed a change of venue to kind of, like, just re-inspire everybody. And we got an email from Kostas going, I'm building a studio in Greece, in Santorini.
So that's his studio, Black Rock?
It was his studio. Now, Kevin Shirley had been there just on a holiday back when he was in his early 20s. He said it was like, fantastic. So we came in there, and we started writing and putting these songs together. And obviously, it took on a real... The first song we did was Steal Your Heart Away, and it took on a very rock feel. And it took on a very youthful kind of approach. Mm. and we just kind of like used that momentum and finished the album ahead of schedule.
You said that the whole thing was rather like visiting your own childhood. It was very exciting.
I mean, if you listen to the record, I mean, I'm certainly playing too many notes again, which I like, you know, playing it with more overdrive than probably I should have. It takes it away, you know, everything was getting a bit stuff shirt. You know, John Henry making these big, majestic songs, you know, and it's like, tonight we'll do a song called Wandering Earth. You know, we wanted to do blues, but I'll tell you what the world doesn't need. It's another 12-minute slow blues song.
Oh, right.
So we've been...
I was kind of surprised there wasn't one even approaching that.
Not even. So we've been it's been a real conscious effort, you know, like on our two-hour gigs. It used to be I could get 11 songs in 2 hours, okay? That's crazy. That's a lot of soloing. Now we're doing 17, 18 songs in 2 hours, you know? So to me, it's like, it's almost been a shift. Like, I'd rather sing more songs now that I'm slightly more confident as a vocalist than play a song that has a 20-minute guitar solo.
I was just looking at your schedule, actually. You've got dates in the U.S. until the end of March.
Yes.
Then in April, it's Australia, Japan, and more U.S.
Yes.
May starts in the U.S., and then you go to Sweden, and then you come back to the United Kingdom.
Yes, for 4 shows.
Just 4.
Yes.
That's just still a fairly punishing schedule. Are you still having fun?
I'm having a blast. I'm like the luckiest guy in the world, Paul. You know, I mean, like, last November I celebrated my 20th anniversary. November 11th, 1989 was my 20th year playing, quote-unquote, professional. And I started out just wanting to make enough money to buy a new set of pickups for my guitar and a Super Nintendo, you know? That was my first goal.
Actually, that was your original aim, and then your aim became the Royal Albert Hall, and then you did that.
We did that, which thank you very much for coming.
What's going on now?
Well, you know, that was the thing, you know, like, you were there, Paul, and played wonderfully, by the way.
You're very kind.
As you did. My parents loved that track, and, like, you know, they always say, please tell Paul, it's like, it was our favorite track.
I do tend to appeal to the older generation.
Well, mom and dad are good. Mom and dad, you know. So, yeah, you know, I got off the stage of this really, really, I mean, manic gig. I mean, I don't remember much of it. I remember 2.5 hours of just sheer terror and instinct going, I know I'm supposed to step on this red button and this hopefully will work for 2 hours. Yeah, I got off the stage and, like, there was a bunch of, you know, journalists backstage and the scene was pretty, you know, hectic. You know, I got to meet a couple of my heroes, you know, like Mike Rutherford and from Genesis was there. And some journalist comes up to me just casually and he goes, so what's next?
Yeah.
And normally being, you know, the Italian kid from New York always has a, you know, wisecrack answer. And I looked at him and I go, I haven't the slightest idea.
No.
I don't know. And I've never not had an answer for that question. I was like, well, I always want to do this, this, and this. And then I started to think about it. And I said, you know what? My goal in life right now is just to keep making quality albums that not only challenge me, but challenge the listener, and just do it for the right reasons. You do it for the sheer love of it.
So, are you looking forward to tonight's gig?
I am. This is, you know, like, we're kicking off 2010 in this room, you know?
Yes.
And we're dusting off the cobwebs, and we're going to play a sweaty gig, and it's going to be great. And
I'm looking forward to it, and I know everybody else.
Yeah,
is.
Me too. Like, you know, it's like 100 people, you know, and it's going to be really, really cool. And we're going to start off with the Ballad of John Henry. Reason being is like, oh, you're the Ballad of John Henry guy. Okay, that's the same guy. And then we'll play some of the new stuff. I always think it'd give him something to recognize, you know, so...
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. I'm honored to be here. This is going to be a blast tonight. Like, you know, this is our probably fifth or sixth session in this room. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
someday I'm gonna be crying.
You got me laughing, pretty baby.
Someday you're gonna be crying.
You're listening to Paul Jones Rhythm and Blues with Joe Bonamassa.
Thank you.
And I feel like I'm dying. I'm so damn lonely, ain't even high. I'm so damn lonely, think I'm gonna die. Been shot down, almost home asleep. Well, I feel like I'm drifting away. Can't seem to get a grip on. Even try. We'll be right back. good evening. Thank you for coming. This is our second official gig of 2010. We're here dusting off the cobwebs and getting ready for a world tour. And, you know, my friend Paul Jones, he was on our DVD last year. And he came to the Albert Hall nice enough to come in and have us sit in. It's like one of my favorite moments is to have Paul come out here because we started on this program 6 years ago, and we've been in the studio many times, and Paul and his whole crew here have been so supportive of us, and we never would have made it to the Albert Hall if it wasn't for, you know, Paul Jones in this program. So big ups to Paul Jones and his... and we have a new album out called, we're coming out, called Black Rock. And we're going to try a few songs on you right now. So how about that? Here we go, Bobby. We'll be right back.
This is Paul Jones with Joe Bonamassa on BBC Radio 2.
Suffering.
The incredible Joe Bonamassa with Rick Melick, Carmine Rojas and Bogey Bowles, recorded exclusively for Radio 2 at the BBC Maida Vale Studios last month. As I said at the beginning, you can watch the entire concert video, find a photo gallery and hear our in-depth interview in full on bbc.co.uk/radio2. Don't forget, I'll be back at 10 p.m. on Saturday with part two, an extra programme of highlights from Joe's gig. This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 8 o'clock. This is Ricky Salmon.
Like that. That was from BBC Radio 2. Paul Jones presents Joe Bonamassa. That was broadcast on Monday, 15th of March, 2010. If you want to contact us, the email address is radiox@rock.com. The MSN is xanadu997@rock.com. The website is radioxanadu.co.uk, and my website is ronnyroden.weebly.com. If you want to text, 0754-8325-107. That's 0754-8325-107. And coming up next is Steve Martin. So, goodbye everyone, and I hope to see you next week again on next Sunday at 11 a.m. on 107 MHz VHF. Steve Martin is up next. Goodbye everyone.
Oh, 7 FM.